we shall be able to make of this ancient commonwealth, which we all love so dearly, an even grander thing.
The then Princess Elizabeth on her 21st birthday talking about what she called the Great Imperial Family, soon to be formalised as the Commonwealth of Nations.
The Queen arrives at Agra, about 120 miles from Delhi.
In the following decades, the thing she was said to be proudest of was nurturing and expanding that family. And just days after her death, King Charles was meeting representatives of Commonwealth countries in Buckingham Palace, a sign of the importance attached to his role as head of the organisation.
Just down the road from Buckingham Palace is Marlborough House, official headquarters of the Commonwealth Secretariat. Now, the building's much as it was in the 1800s, but over the years it's hosted numerous independence negotiations, and the organisation it houses has clearly been through huge changes.
Marlborough House.
When Elizabeth became Queen, the Commonwealth was the United Kingdom plus seven former colonies, three and equal members of this new body. The following year, she embarked on a round-the-world tour with her husband, Philip. She was the first reigning monarch of Australia and New Zealand to visit those nations, an estimated three-quarters of all Australians turning out to see her. But things were changing. Nations were going it alone. The Queen visited Ghana in 1961, 4 years after it declared its independence. It was now a Commonwealth member, but a republic. In 1975, the Australian Prime Minister, Gough Whitlam, was sacked by the Queen's representative, the Governor-General, fueling calls for the country to become a republic. For now at least, it's one of 14 Commonwealth realms besides the UK, which have the British monarch as head of state. Last year, Charles was actually present in Barbados as President-elect Sandra Mason declared the country a republic. Many in Jamaica want the same for their country, an issue revived when Prince William and his wife Kate visited the island this year. But the Commonwealth Secretary-General says recent developments suggest a bright future for the organisation.
Two new members applied and were granted the joy of joining our family, those two members being Togo and Gabon. Neither of them had ever had anything to do with the British Empire.
The Commonwealth now takes in 56 nations, but despite its size, some say it's greatly diminished.
I don't see the will to draw a line under it, and I don't see who would really have the authority to do that. I think the danger is that it will just gradually become less influential, less important, and less interesting to its citizens.
The challenge for King Charles will be to keep the Commonwealth together and to keep it relevant. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.